We're going to do Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. We are holding up the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Today we're going to talk about Birchos Kriyashma and Birchos HaTorah. So let's start with Birchos Kriyashma. It says the Mishnah, B'shachar Mavarik Shtayim Lefnei V'Achsachra, in the morning, you say two brachos before Kriyashma, one bracha after Kriyashma. U'be'erev Mavarik Shtayim Lefnei U'Shtayim Lachra, in the evening, two before, two after. Achas Arucha V'Achas Kitzara. What does the word Achas mean? Or, what else could it mean? Ooh, over here it doesn't necessarily mean one. The simple understanding is, achas arucha v'achas katsara, the way Rashi understands it, is of the two brachos that you say after Kriyas Shema Shel Arvis, one of them should be arucha, one of them should be katsara. Tosa says, oh yeah? Which one is katsara? Which of those brachos sounds like Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Borei Bnei Mezonos? Which one of the Hashkivenu? That's Kitzara. So Tosa says Achas doesn't mean one over here. Achas means whether. Whether you don't want to make it long, whether you want to make it short. Whichever way you want to do it. You could say Emes V'Emunah in the long way, or you could say Emes V'Emunah in the short way. Look at the Tosas in Nir L'Arbin and Tam Dak, Kol Koyib Emes V'Emunah. The whole thing's about Emes V'Emunah. Achas arucha v'achas kitzar klomar bein ya'arich ba bein yekatzar ba. Whichever one you want to do, whichever way you want to do. Okay, great. Says the Mishnah Vayis. Makom shomer laharich ein arashe lekatzar. In a place where you're supposed to make a long bracha, one should not recite a short bracha lekatzar ein arashe laharich, and vice versa. Lachtom ein arashe shlo lachtom. You're supposed to conclude. You're supposed to finish it off with a bracha, with a baruch. Sometimes you start a paragraph with a baruch atah Hashem, then it concludes again at the end with a baruch atah Hashem. So if that's what it's supposed to do, you're not allowed to skip that part. Shalom lachtom ein arashe lachtom. And if you're not supposed to conclude with a baruch atah Hashem, you're not allowed to introduce that part. So a person has to maintain the tzura of the bracha. So the main point over here, the Mishnah teaches us, in the morning there's two brachas before and one after, at night two and two. And don't change the length or the chasima of the bracha. Don't change the length or the chasima of the bracha. Now, it's a very odd Mishnah. The Mishnah teaches us how many brachas to say. What does the Mishnah not teach us? What brachas to say? So the Gemara asks the obvious question. Mai mevarech? What bracha? So there really have to be seven answers to that question. Why do there have to be seven answers to that question? Because the Mishnah referred to two before, one after, two before, two after, right, in the morning and night. So altogether, that's seven brachas. But we're going to start with the first thing you say in the morning, the first of the brachas you say in the morning. So what is the first of the brachas that are said in the morning? On Rabbi Akiva and Roshia, Yotzer Or Uvari Choshech. Says the Gemara, that's a nice bracha, but Lema Yotzer Or Uvari Noga. Why would you talk about Choshech in the morning? Noga means light. Choshech means darkness. In the morning, there is no darkness. There's light. So why would you talk about Choshech in the morning? So Gemara answers, Kidichsiv ka'amina. Well, we make the text of the bracha a mirror of what the pasuk says. And there is no pasuk Yotzer Or Uvari Noga. There's a pasuk Yotzer Or Uvari Choshech. That's why we do it. We try to make the wording as similar to the pasuk as possible. Says Gemara, that's a great idea. But if that's the case, Elameata, Osa Shalom Uvare Ra Mikamrina? Do we say Osa Shalom Uvare Ra? Because that's what the pasuk says. Pasuk says Osa Shalom Uvare Ra. So if you really want to remain loyal to the phrasing of the pasuk, it should have said Uvare Ra, Kidichsiv, Eliksiv Ra, Vikarin and Hakal. But the pasuk says ra, and that's not what we say. We say uvare hakol. So why do we do that if we're trying to remain loyal to the lashon of the pasuk? Answers the Gemara, lishna ma'alya. We don't want to say ra. Ra is such a negative word. It's like the definition of a negative word. We want to be more cheerful. We want to be more upbeat. We want to speak in a lighter, more dignified, and more upbeat kind of way. And therefore, we change it to hakol. And we don't want to say the word ra. Where do we have that idea of speaking in Lishna Ma'aliyah? What Masechta has a major sugya about that idea? Were you in yeshiva when we did it? Masechas Psachim. What is the very first word of Masechas Psachim? Very first word of the whole Masechta. So what's the very first word of the whole Masechta? Or Larabasa. What does the word or mean in that context? night. What? Armies? Night? Armies? Light? No, lishma aliyah. We're speaking in a nicer, more refined language. So, especially at the beginning of the Masechta, we want to start off something a little more cheerful, a little more happy sounding. So we don't. So we have this whole idea that we're supposed to speak in a way that's more dignified. That's what this week's parasha also, the Gemara says over there, habeima asher einena tahora, just say tmeya. No, the Torah goes out of its way to speak in a more refined way. They tell the story. Rabbi Friend likes to tell the story of the Rav Pam. Rav Pam used to say that his mother was never able to say that something is a lie or false. She would say it's nishdemes. She couldn't say sheker. It was just too dirty a word. So there's a more refined way of speaking that you speak in more positive terms. So right, this is quoted in the Magen Avraham. Kuflin Vav quotes the idea that one should not refer to the Masechta as Maseches Beitza, but Maseches Beya, because Beitza is also a term that's used to describe a male body part, so it's not a Lishna Ma'alia. Others say, no, Beya is just the Aramaic Beitza, but the idea is there. The idea that you don't want to say Uvarei Ra. Says Gemara, Hachnami Lema Noga Lishna Ma'alia. So why in the morning when you say Yotzor Uvarei Choshech, is it okay to say Choshech? We should say Noga, because that's the nicer language. Ella Amarava, Rava says, no, there's a counter consideration over here. Kedei lahaskir midas yom b'layla u'midas layla b'yom. Another thing we try to do is that in the brachos we say in the morning, we try to mention a little something about night. We like throw a little something at night. And the brachos we say at night, we try to mention a little something about the daytime. So that's why we say yotzeror v'ari choshech, because in the morning we want to mention a little something about nighttime also. So while we do try to speak in Lishna Ma'aliyah, and that's why we don't mention Ra, no Ra, we don't want to mention that. But we also want to mention a little bit about night during the daytime. I see very clearly how we're mentioning a little bit about Laila during the daytime, because it says Yotzarar Uvarei Choshech. El Midas Yom B'Laila Hech Mishkachsa. But where do we ever find that you're mentioning daytime related things at night? Amar Abaye, Golel Or Mipnei Choshech, V'Choshech Mipnei Or. Abaye says, there you have it. Golel Or Mipnei Choshech, V'Choshech Mipnei Or. That is mentioning Midas Yom B'Laila. So point number one on the top over here, the text of the bracha, in the text of the bracha, it's important to mention morning at night and vice versa, and to maintain a clean lashon, Lishna Ma'aliyah. Says the Gemara, V'idach Maihi. Okay, that was the first of the two brachas in the morning. What's the second of the two brachas before Kriyat Shema in the morning? Amar Rav Yehuda Shmuel, Ahava Rabba. It's a bracha that starts with the words Ahava Rabba. V'chein orile Rav Lozal Rabbi Das, Berei, Ahava Rabba. Rav Lozal told his son Rabbi Das, Ahava Rabba. Tani Nam Yachi, we have a brisa that says just like this, Ein Omrim Avas Olam, Ela Ahava Rabba. For Rabbanon Amri, Avas Olam. The Rabbanon say that we say Avas Olam. V'cheinu Amar v'Avas Olam Avtich, Alkei Meshachtich Chesed. So for that's Lashon the Pasuk is Avas Olam. So we have this Machlokas, whether it should be Ava Rabba or Avas Olam. That's main point number two. Machlokas, whether the second bracha is Avas Olam or Ahava Rabba. Unresolved in the Gemara. Or in Jewish practice. Amar v'Dom Shmuel. Let's say a guy wakes up early in the morning to learn a little bit before he says Kriya Shema. This is going to be our bridge from the sugya of Birchas Kriya Shema to the sugya of Birchas HaTorah. A guy wants to wake up early in the morning to learn. If he has not yet said Kriya Shema, so he has to say Birchas HaTorah if he wants to learn. Can't learn without Birchas HaTorah. Mishakara Kriya Shema, but if he's already said Kriya Shema, Ein Sarach Levarich, he does not need to say Birch Satora. Why not? Shekvar Niftar Ba'ava Rab. He's already been Yotze.
That's assuming you said Birch.
Yes, assuming you said Birch Shema. He's already Yotze with Ava Rabba. How was he already Yotze with Ava Rabba? How does that fulfill the requirement of Birch Kriya Shema? Because look what it says in Ava Rabba. Esein b'libeinu lilmod l'lameid lishmam lasu l'kaim is kol divrei salmud torasecha. Av Rabba is a lot about learning. So you fulfill Birchas HaTorah by saying Ahava Rabba. Tosos over here quotes from Yerushalmi that Ahava Rabba only works if you learn right afterwards. You got to learn a little bit. Otherwise Ahava Rabba is not going to work as a Birchas HaTorah. Then Tosos raises the famous question. Well, okay, but then the most famous question, it says a little bit later on, about halfway through the Tosos, it says, Vim Tomar, Maishna Misuka Shet Sarich Levarich Al Kol Su'udu Usuda Leshe Besuka. Why is it that every time you sit down to learn, what class did you have before this? Gov, right? So you weren't learning for the last 42 minutes, or however long the classes are nowadays, to accommodate our attention spans, 32 seconds. So you weren't learning for the last whatever. Now you come back to learn, so why don't you have to say new Birchas HaTorah? You leave the sukkah, you come back and you eat a new meal, you say new bracha on sukkah. So what does Tosel say? Famous answer. What? Ah, good. What? Yeah, v'yesh lomer d'shayni Torah she'enom ya'ish taito. You never give up on Torah. Your mind is never leaving Torah. You're always mechuyev to learn. It's like you're not a latent awareness, right? So that's what you always have. Okay, Amar Rav Huna. Now we say, okay, now we're talking about Birchas HaTorah. What type of Torah demands a bracha? So what type of Torah? I would have said anything. Anything that's Talmud Torah gets a bracha. What do you mean? Gemara says, not so pashut. L'mikra tzarech levarich, Rav Huna says, u'lemedrash ain't tzarech levarich. Once you're darshaning psukim, and you're not just reading straight psukim, you don't need to say a bracha. Rav Lazar Amar, l'mikra u'lemedrash tzarech levarich, but l'mishna ain't tzarech levarich. When you're saying halachos, mishna means to say halachos psukos, you don't say a bracha. Rav Yochanan Amar, av l'mishna nami tzarech levarich, av l'talmud ain't tzarech levarich. For Gemara, you don't say we're even giving svara and analysis. That does not require bracha. Let me ask you, what's the highest level of Talmud Torah? To learn, to read a few psukim? Or to learn bi'iyun? Highest level of Talmud Torah would be learning bi'iyun, no? And that doesn't require Birchas HaTorah. There's no greater Talmud Torah than that. Okay, Rava Amar Afal Talmud Tzarech Levarich. Rava disagrees. He thinks even Talmud. But even Rava says even Talmud. Implying that, of course, everything else, but even Talmud. So why would Talmud need less of a bracha than Mishnah? Mishnah less of a bracha than Midrash? Midrash less than Mikra? So you have to go back to what Birchas HaTorah is really all about. What kind of bracha is Birchas HaTorah? I'm sure you went this sugya. What, five different possibilities? Four different possibilities? How many different possibilities? Birchas HaMitzvah, Birchas HaNenim. What? Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're telling me the different brachos that exist. We'll get that. I'm saying, what kind of bracha is it? Is it a Birchas HaMitzvah? Is it a Birchas Shevach Voda? Is it a Birchas HaNenin? Is it a bracha on Cheftza Shel Torah? No, you know what I'm talking about? A little bit? You didn't do this again. Okay. So if it's on Cheftza Shel Torah, so it makes a lot of sense to say, what is Cheftza Shel Torah? It's a defined object. Torah Shebichsav is clearly defined words. So that would get a bracha. It may be a great kiyum of Talmud Torah to learn Gemara, but it's so amorphous. It's ever growing, and so it's not a Cheftza Shel Torah. Right? One could argue. Okay. Dam Reb Chiya Bar Ashi. Zimna Sagin Avakim Nekame Derav. Lusuni Apirkin Besifra Debe Rav. There were many times that we were in front of Rav to learn the Shir in his Beis Medrash. Have a Maktim Kamashi Yadei, he would wash his hands, Ubarach, and say Birchas HaTorah, Umasilan Pirkin, and then he would say the Shir. So you see that he would say the Shir for learning Talmud, because that was what the Shir was in. My Mavarich, what bracha would he say? Ah, so now we move on to what bracha he would say, but let's get the next main point before that. Machlokas, what you say Birchas HaTorah on. Only Mikra, or even Medrash, or even Mishnah, or even Gemara. Now we're going to get to, okay, so what are these Birchas HaTorah that we're talking about? In general, you do a mitzvah, how many brachas do you say on the mitzvah? Generally speaking, one, right? If Birchas HaTorah is Birchas HaMitzvah, one thing that's unusual about it is that we're about to see that there are three of them for the same mitzvah. May Mavarich, what bracha do you say on Birchas HaTorah? Just good trivia to have in the back of your mind is reading this Gemara. What other mitzvahs have more than one Birchas HaMitzvah on a single mitzvah? Okay, think about that. Mai Mavarich, what bracha do you say? Amar Vidomer Shmuel, Asher Kishon Mitzvah Vitzvanu La'asok B'divrei Sarah. Rabbi Yochanan Messiah Bahachi. Rabbi Yochanan would then add on, HaRev Nas Shabbal Kenes Tuvre Sarah Schub Vinu V'Fiyo Sam Chabes Yisrael V'Niya Nachnu V'Tzetzeinu V'Tzetzeam Chabes Yisrael Kolani Yodei Shemecha. We should all know your name. What does that have to do with Torah? Knowing your name? Torah is the Shem Hashem. How do I know you're supposed to say Berachas Torah? Ki Shem Hashem Ekrav. Ah, very good. That's the Ramban in his Hakdama to the Perish on the Torah. Very good. So Kloni Yodei Shmecha Ba'oske Sarasecha Baruch Atah Hashem Hamnoi B'Torah Le'am Yisrael. That's the second bracha. Rav Hamnuna Amar, he said, I got one. I got a better one. Asher bracha banu mikol ha'amim v'nasan lanu es Torah sub. Bracha to Hashem nosein ha'Torah. Amar Rav Hamnuna zum u'ulasher bracha. So he says, you know, come on, that's the good one. You know, that's where it's at. That's the best of all the brachas. Hilkach l'minu l'chulu. Therefore we say all of them, because these are all such great brachas. Now, what makes the last one so special? The last one spoke about not just the Torah, but the unique relationship the Jewish people have to Torah. Asher bracha banu mikol ha'amim, nasan lanu es Torah sub. Right? So, next main point, the text of Birch Satara, we say la'asok, the harev, and asher bracha. All three. Which leads you to believe that entire sugya, about what kind of bracha is Birch Satara, it could be more than one kind of bracha, because there is more than one bracha. So that complicates the sugya. If you want a simple sugya, you just pretend that there's only one and you talk about what kind it is. But when you actually have to like be honest with yourself, you gotta look at the brachas and see if they're really all the same. Tanan Hasa, state in the Mishnah. Where is this Mishnah? Come on, you all. Very good. Is your Rabbi Klappold skills? Tanan Hasa, it says in the Mishnah, Amar Lema in Maseches Tamid. What's Maseches Tamid about? So you would think it's all about the Karmatam. It's not all about the Karmatam. It's about the whole schedule of the day in the basement, which revolved around the two Tamidim, you know, because the Tamid Shashak, Tamid Shalit, Rabbi Mishan, which...
It's titled one thing, it doesn't necessarily talk about
that. Yeah, okay, so it's about the whole, how they would wake up in the morning, who would wake them up, how early they would wake up, what they would do right when they woke up, you know, what the quantum schedule was. It's very fascinating to learn just like how things operated. So Amalei Mamuna, the Mamuna would say to them, who's the Mamuna? Rashi says it's the Sagan. Okay, assistant Kohen Gadol. And he would say, Baruch Bracha Achas, everyone say one bracha. Say one of the Birchas Kriya Shema. So one, only one of the Birchas Kriya Shema. They in Baruch Hu, and they would say that Birchas Kriya Shema. Then Vekaru Aseres HaDibros. Then they would say Aseres HaDibros. Shema, Vahim Shema, Vayomer. Very interesting that they would say Aseres HaDibros before saying the three parshios of Shema. Ubarchas Ha'am Gimel Brachos, they were Mevarich three Brachos, Emes V'yativ, Va'avoda U'Birchas Kohanim, U'B'Shabbos Mosifin Bracha Achas. And then on Shabbos they added one extra Bracha. Why? L'Mishmar Ayotze. The Mishmar Ayotze would issue one additional Bracha on Shabbos. Who's the Mishmar Ayotze? Every week there was a new group of Kohanim that would go in to work in the Beis HaMikdash. The shifts would change, the changing of the guards would happen once a week. So the outgoing guard, the outgoing people that were there, would say a bracha. The Gemara is going to talk about what that bracha is on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. It was a bracha that there should be success for the new guard that's coming in. Fine. My bracha achas. But we started this whole sequence by saying that Mamuna wakes him up and he says, okay, everybody say bracha achas. Which one? It's obviously one of the Birchas Kriya Shema. Which bracha? My bracha achas. So Rabbi Gemara says, I got a story for you. Rabbi Abba and Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Abba went to a certain place, Bo Minayu, and they were asked over there, my bracha achas. What is this bracha achas that Mishnah Tamid is referring to? You know what they answered? Lo hava biyadayim. They didn't know. They answered, we don't know. So what do you do if the rabbis don't know when you ask them a question?
You ask
another rabbi. Vasa shaylu l'Rav Masa. So they went and they asked Rav Masa. You know what he answered? Love Abiyade. He didn't know either. So what do you do if you ask two rabbis? So Asa shaylu l'Rav Yehuda. They went to Rav Yehuda. Amar Lahu, he said, oh, I have a tradition. I heard something from my Rebbe. Hach yamar Shmuel, I have a rabba. Shmuel says it's the second of the two Birchas Kriya Shema. It's Ava Rabba. Vamar B'Zekah, Rabbi Yami, Amar B'Shem Malakish, Yotzarar. And Rabbi Zeka says in the name of Rabbi Yami, the name of Shem Malakish, no, it's not. It's Yotzarar. It's the other one. It's the first of the two Birchas Kriya Shema in the morning. So now, Kiyas Rabbi Yisrael Bar Yosef Amar, Had Rabbi Zreka Lav Beferish Itmar. This idea that Rabbi Zreka holds its Yotzarar, he never really directly addressed this question. He never really said explicitly that the Bracha is Yotzarar. He said something else where if you read between the lines of what he was saying, we were able to deduce that he must have understood that the bracha was Yotzer Ar. well, what else did he say that made us understand that the brachos yotzer are elam mechlola idmar? It was something that we were able to deduce from what he said. Why? What did he say? Damar Rabbi Zreka Rabbi Yami Amr Shem Malakish Zos Omeris. Rabbi Zreka commented on this Mishnah in Talmud with this whole sequence of brachos, and he said, "Ooh, you know what we see from this Mishnah? Brachos ein ma'ak v'zu ezu. That you don't have to say both brachos to be yotzei one." You could say one bracha without the other. That's what you see from here. That's what Rabbi Zreka really commented. When he said that, we understood that he must have read it that they said only bracha of Yotzerar. Why? How do we understand that? Because am bishlam Yotzer or havu amri. If they actually said Yotzer or hainu de bracha sein makvu zuzu deloka amri avarab. Then Rabbi Zreka is making a very strong point. Look, they said Yotzer Ar, they didn't say Ava Rabba, and that was okay somehow. So apparently you're allowed to say one without the other. But Eliyam and Ava Rabba Ava Yami. But if you're going to say what they actually said was Ava Rabba, my brach sein makvazuzu, how can you prove from the fact that they started the day with Ava Rabba that the brachos are not makiv each other? Maybe, yeah, they started with Ava Rabba, but they went back to Yotzer Ar a little bit later when it became light enough to say Yotzer Ar. See, Ava Rabba theoretically can be said at any time. The themes of Ava Rabba about your love of Torah and all that's always true. Yotzer Ar is about what? What's it about? Right. Or. What's Or? Light. So it only makes sense to say, you know when they would wake up in the Beis HaMikdash? Like way early. It wasn't time for Yotzer Ar. You know, it's like now, right? When you wake up in the morning and three quarters of the minyanim in your shuls are pre-vasikin minyanim. It was dark when they woke up in the morning. So my brach sei makvazuzu dilma haydu amr yotzerar mishum dol matazman yotzerar. Maybe the reason they didn't say yotzerar is because it wasn't time yet. But v'chimatazman yotzerar v'amri. But when they actually say it, when the time actually comes, they're going to say it. So if Rabbi Zreka read it, that they only said Ava Rabba, that their bracha achas was Ava Rabba, it doesn't prove anything about brachas in Makva Zuzu, because I'm sure they also said Yotzer Ar when the time came. So it must be that he read it, that they only said one bracha, and that one bracha was Yotzer Ar. And they didn't say Ava Rabba at all. And that's what Rabbi Zreka said, that ain't Makva Zuzu. So says Gemara, okay, normally when we point out that someone didn't say something beferish, that we were only able to deduce it, there's a reason we're pointing that out. There's a reason we're saying that he never said it explicitly. Why is it important to know that he didn't say it explicitly, that we only deduced it from something else? Because very often, there's more than one explanation of something. See, if Rabbi Zreka just told us straight up, Yotzer Ar, there's nothing to argue about. We know he holds that it's Yotzer Ar. But if he said this thing about brachos ein ma'akvos, and the only way we can make sense of that is if there's Yotzer Ar, well, maybe that there's another way to make sense of it. And maybe he doesn't really hold Yotzer Ar. Maybe our whole deduction is off. So it says more, my mechlala. What is the, why does, where am I? Fifth line. My di'i mechlala. No. Vi mechlala ma. Vi mechlalamai, right? Vi mechlalamai, and if it's only mechlala, then what's the big deal? Meaning, so what? So where could we have been off? Di mechlala liyalam avarava havaami, because it could be that really they did say avarava, and you know what? V'chimat hazman yotzer havaamri, and really when the time for yotzer comes, they will say it. What does he mean then when he says brach zayin makvazuzu? If they're actually saying both of them, umbai brach zayin makvazuzu, say their brachos. He just means that the order doesn't matter. Because if they're saying Ava Rabba early and they're only saying Yotzer Ar later, they're reversing the order. That's Rabbi Zreka's comment. Not that they're only saying one without the other. They're saying both. So main point at the bottom over here, the order of the recitation of the Kohanim in the Mikdash includes one of the Birchas Kriyashma. But it's Machlokas, which one? One of the Birchas Kriyashma Shachris, but Machlokas, which one? Okay.